Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, Eric, what are the plans for your drones in Vanuatu?
So the project in Vanuatu is a really exciting opportunity, and it's one of the, or it is the first commercial trial of drone transport for vaccines and medical supplies in the world. So we go over there and we do two-phase trial. The first one is in the first week of December. And that's a demonstration for the government and UNICEF stakeholders, healthcare workers, and all the people who have been involved in the project, what the technology can do. That'll run for a week. And then from there, we deploy across two provinces, the Shefa and Tafia provinces, and take over the vaccine distribution program, where the total monthly demand for all the vaccines for the children under 3 years old that need to get vaccinated will be delivered through to the end of March by Swoopero aircraft.
Well, what kind of trials and processes need to take place before these drones can be sent?
The core trial that we're doing in the first phase of December is basically being able to prove that we can, you know, the vehicles can fly autonomously along the full route, out over the water, behind high mountainous terrain, and land within a small box, which is simulating a landing into the health aid post, and then we can do a nice simple vaccine swap on the ground.
So why exactly are drones the chosen method to deliver the vaccines? Why are they the best for this task?
Yeah, so at the moment, the vaccines are carried by healthcare workers, so nurses or doctors from either Ministry of Health or UNICEF. And they might have to hike 8 to 12 hours between villages with, you know, vaccine carriers that are like little eskies over their shoulders. And when they get to the village 8 or 12 hours later, they don't know how many children are going to be there. They don't know what vaccinations the children are going to need. So they kind of just have to guess. What the solution that we're proposing with the drones is that rather than have to carry the vaccines out there and guess what's going on, the healthcare worker, into the local healthcare worker in the village, can send us a text message with what's actually required, and we can load a drone up and get the vaccines out to them within an hour. So what it enables us to do is lift the transport off the ground and overcome all the challenges that, you know, the islands have. So that, you know, whether they have to transport them by boat across the ocean, or, you know, across volcanic mountains, or whether they're little roads, or you know, where the roads have been washed out by rainstorms, we can effectively just fly over the top of all the problems on the ground and get it there very fast.
Oh, an hour? That sounds so fantastic. If you're just joining us here on The Daily this morning, we're speaking to Eric Peck, the CEO of Swoop Aero, a Melbourne-based company using drone technology to deliver vital vaccines to remote communities in Vanuatu. So, Eric, what exactly are the benefits of this services for these remote communities in Vanuatu?
Well, Vanuatu is a really unique is not a unique case in Southeast Asia, where just a couple of years ago, the vaccination rates were only at 80%. And the aim of the global immunisation program is to get to 98%. So the impact we're going to be able to have by taking the vaccines out to the villages and enabling all the children in Vanuatu under 3 years old to get vaccinated in their home village is that we can really get that vaccination rate up. And then we can start to overlay other healthcare services on top. But at a high level, it's basically enabling people in Vanuatu to get the basic healthcare services that we all take for granted.
Are there any challenges that Swoop Aero is currently facing or potentially might face in this process?
There are a couple of challenges very specific to operating in a very remote environment, particularly in the South Pacific. And we've kind of been developing our operating model for a year now to cope with all of those challenges. So we've designed the vehicle to be able to cope with the weather. We've had to design communications equipment that doesn't rely on, anything. So ground-based communications. So we use satellite communication to control the vehicles. That's going to be in the rainy season when we're there. So we're going to be preparing to get quite wet, I think, during the time we're there. And then just the remoteness of the distance from the main islands and the lack of infrastructure on the ground. All going to be something challenging, but something that we're looking forward to tackling and making a difference with.
Will the drones work in wet weather though, or rough weather?
Yeah, definitely. So more or less, if an airliner can fly in the weather, we can fly in the weather. So we can fly through rain, we can fly in quite windy conditions. We just can't fly in hailstorms or thunderstorms, really. So.
So these kind of drones, they're a bit different from the ones you can buy from an electronics store, are they?
Yeah, definitely. So we build the drones ourselves. They're kind of our proprietary technology. Imagine it looks like a big aeroplane. It's got a 2.5 meter wingspan, a big pod that sits in the middle of it that carries a vaccine carrier, and motors that can lift it vertically off the ground, and another set of motors that propel it forward. And we 3D print them, and we put a 3D printed shell over a carbon fiber skeleton, and go from there.
Well, if your trials are successful, what are the future plans for this drone technology?
Yeah, definitely. We're expecting to be able to prove as part of this trial that it is really valuable, and we can make it like a tangible difference to the way the immunisation programs are run. And what we're going to be championing while we're over there is to be able to set up like a sustainable distribution network leveraging the drones to deliver the vaccines and medical supplies and ultimately anything the islands need. And then hopefully replicate that throughout Southeast Asia.
Right. Well, I wish you all the best for your technology. It sounds like some very important technology helping the healthcare in Southeast Asia. Eric, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks very much, Nathaniel.